This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace. Ordinary place with the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell.
We're rolling with another hour of What's on Your Mind. Welcome, everybody, to the program. I'm Scott Hennin. Kevin Flynn is here, and we have a guest in studio, Doug Restmeyer from DS Beverages. DS Beverages is a wholesaler of, among other things, Bud Light and Anheuser-Busch products, and, of course, they've been in the news lately. For what, 1 month, 2 months? How long has it been, Doug?
Yeah, well, good morning, Scott. It's infamously April 1st.
Is that right? Okay.
I will remember that date for quite some time.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
What is this quieting down? Is sales bouncing back? What's describe what it's been like since April 1st?
Yeah, well, let me first make a disclaimer that, like you said initially, I'm an independent business. I'm an independent wholesaler of Anheuser-Busch. So anything I say, obviously, is my opinion, not coming from, I don't represent, I don't speak for Anheuser-Busch. So what's going on? Things have quieted down for sure in terms of the talk. Sales have been impacted across the country for sure on Bud Light and on some of the other brands, and it's probably affected. And Anheuser-Busch analyzes this always to Sunday. You can almost overlay a map of red and blue in terms of the impact. So the more red the area, the bigger the impact. And it's almost, like I said, almost a perfect overlay. So some of the areas, the more rural areas like the Minot, Williston, are impacted a lot more than we are over here on the east side.
Interesting.
Yeah.
When did you first realize that this was something different was going on? April 2nd? Or
well, similar to the CEO of Anheuser-Busch, he woke up, I think it was a Sunday morning, he said, and that's when he first realized that this had taken place and the explosion in social media had already started. I woke up and my wife, Connie, she showed me this post, I think it was on Fox or whatever, and she said, "What is this all about?" And I looked at it, and my first reaction was, well, that can't be real. That's got to be some April Fool or something. I didn't really think much of it initially the first day until I also then saw the social media just take off like a wildfire. And it's kind of taken off ever since. And, you know, most of the time on these things, the news cycle is, you know, maybe 48 hours and it kind of tails off. But for whatever reason, maybe it's where we're at in social dynamics today, that this one is like a bulldog. And of course, especially the Fox, I think the Fox conservative news outlets they're out there exploring for this and trying to keep the story alive because I think it does, you know, as they say, it sells newspapers. And so it's got a lot more legs than I think anybody ever thought. And all of us were kind of hoping, okay, yeah, give it a week and it'll kind of, the discussion will change. But this one's unique, and I think they'll be studying this one for quite some time in Harvard Business Review studies, and maybe in a couple of respects, you know, one, the power of social media, and also just the power of branding, both positive and negative. We've spent, since 1982, when Bud Light came out, we spent all this time building up this brand to be the number one beer in the United States. So with that, you know, it just shows you how quick that the social media can break down
the brand. Yeah, in overnight.
And I understand it. It was a bit of a betrayal, I think, of our loyal Bud Light drinkers. It was kind of a betrayal of the brand image that we built. But I want to make sure that the listeners and you totally understand what happened here, because what happened is so totally different than what's going on with, I'll just use Target for what's going on there. Target, I think, has been an intentional direction going down the path of picking up on these socially divisive issues. I mean, they're embracing it.
Yeah.
What happened with Bud Light was Anheuser-Busch has hundreds of influencers, the people that they send product to say positive things, hopefully about the product, post it online, and they have a social media following. Yes, beverages. We have influencers. We have a half a dozen people we send product to, and hey, if you like it, put a post on. That's kind of the new marketing, right? Well, there was a new VP of Bud Light, and situated in New York City, mind you, and she was
capital of woke. Yeah,
capital of woke. She was given the directive, of course, to we need to figure out how to make Bud Light appeal to that young drinker, the 21 to 30-year-old in particular. And it's a difficult audience to market to. So the ad agency they worked with, one of the influencers, they decided is one can. Everybody's got to understand, they had an ad agency make one can.
Which is easy to do, really, right?
I showed you earlier before we got on that I can do that. I can do it in my office. I can make a wrap of a can, and we do it. Actually, we do it all the time. I just had my birthday, and my team wrapped a Budweiser bottle with my picture on it, right? And it looks just like a regular label. So it's easy to do. It was one can sent to we all know who, and she posted it on her social media, and the story goes from there. But I can assure you, because I sat next, we had a meeting within a couple of weeks of that in D.C. with Anheuser-Busch, and when we were doing some lobbying in D.C., and I sat next to the gentleman that's in charge for North America of public relations, and I asked him specifically, is this a direction that Anheuser-Busch is managing towards going down this path of getting into socially divisive issues? And he said, absolutely not. This was not our intent. The person that I kind of used the word went a little bit rogue on this, that kind of went down this path, and she's no longer with the company. She does not run Bud Light anymore. And the CEO didn't know, because he woke up that Sunday morning and it was news to him that this had happened. It had not gone through legal. So this is a can that got out there. Some I'm thinking it would be a fun, smart thing to do, because she had a lot of followings. And again, hundreds of influencers in this. They sent one to this, and they send these cans to a lot of different people. Happy birthday to whoever, whatever. And that's how that's really the essence of the story. And I guess where I'd criticize Anheuser-Busch on this, or another Harvard Business Review study might happen, is I think how not to respond to a crisis. Because I think they were thinking that news cycle, give it a week, it'll blow over. So they kind of they kind of zippered the lip pretty quick. They did make an apology from the CEO, but it just wasn't enough.
A little bland. Yeah.
I think I can assure you, though, that CEO wanted to do something a lot stronger than that. You can understand our CEO was a Navy, was a Special Forces operative, and then he worked for the CIA for several years before he came to AB. So he's a tried and true military veteran, and this has cut deeply into him. I can assure you of that. And again, Anheuser-Busch, and I can speak for myself as a company, I don't get into the politics. Separate business from social issues, because I sell beer to everybody.
There's no win.
There's
really
no win.
And you're waging into that. It's a fascinating story. Doug Restmeyer with us from DS Beverages has a wide swath in this region of all kinds of products, in addition to, obviously, a Bud Light, which he just delivered me a can that has the camouflage on the can.
Yes.
I love that.
Hold your honor.
I love it. More after this. Don't go. Here's the deal. All month long for June at PetroServe USA. Hershey assorted king-size candy bars are $1.39. Have one today. Red Bull 16-ounce cans, 3 for $8. Nestle 28 packs of water are $4.69. Hostess treats are $1.19. Blue Diamond nuts only 99 cents. Kellogg's Jumbo Snacks $1.09. Muddy Buddies $1.19. Smokehouse 8-ounce meat sticks are $5.99. And Stone Creek nuts and mixes and candy $1.39 at PetroServe USA.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 164 acres in Stark County, 784 acres in Kidder and Stutzman counties, 563 acres of exceptional cropland in Wilkin County, Minnesota, near Wolverton, 201 acres of hunting land in Roseau County, near Winoska, 3.6 acre lot on Lake Metegoshi in Botten Hill County, mineral auctions in Slope and Headinger counties. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
your life with Extendivite. You know what I love is a great meal for lunch. That's what I love, right? Good hearty lunch.
Well, yeah.
PetroServe USA has got them at home cooking. Grab and go convenience is what they're all about. Salisbury steak today at the Harwood location. Scalloped potatoes and ham. How's that for a good old-fashioned Midwest meal? West Main Avenue, West Fargo has that along with Salisbury steak as well. There's a great French dip sandwich waiting for you in Valley City, exit 292 to PetroServe USA. Or they have pork over mac and cheese as well. There's a cheesy scallop potatoes and ham, 12th Avenue and I-29 today. Also Salisbury Steak at MP Avenue. Beef tips in Glendon, tacos in Yulin today, Swedish meatballs on 45th Street. Now that's a great meal, and you're going to find it at PetroServe USA. Continuing our chat with Doug Restemeyer from DS Beverages. They are a Anheuser-Busch distributor. And, you know, it's maybe worth explaining, Doug, to folks, you know, how the distributorship works. But you are one of 350 distributors in the U.S., and you're feeling the brunt of this impact of something that was done by somebody that's long since been fired at Anheuser-Busch, right?
Yeah, well, that's exactly what's going on. And yeah, we're kind of a unique structure, but not all that unique. It's not all that different than, say, you know, Butler's a Caterpillar distributor, right? So we distribute for about 100 different suppliers, but Anheuser-Busch is probably 80-plus percent of what we do. So they're big. But we're an independent business, and we're like a franchise. We have a certain territory that we distribute Anheuser-Busch products in. And I can tell you that, you know, Anheuser-Busch is a huge company, and they're global, and it's Anheuser-Busch InBev, and in other parts of the world, they also have SAB Miller. So across the globe, I mean, they're like a $65 billion a year company. In North America is less than 20% of what they do, and Bud Light is less than 20% of their portfolio. So the boycott kind of started as, well, we'll show them. And, yeah, their stock has been affected, but I don't know how much it's because of Bud Light versus other global things going on. But the local wholesalers, now that's where, you know, the rubber hits the road. We're the ones out, you know, getting the beer from suppliers out to, for us, about 1,200 different retailers. And that's where the more significant impact is. We employ about 100 people, and we cover about 100-plus mile radius of the Fargo-Moorhead area. And like all the other distributors, we are feeling the brunt of this more than others. Now, we have a very diversified portfolio of products, and we have some that are doing extremely well. And so net-net, we're not in dire straits or anything, but it's more frustrating than anything. That's something we had really no control over, that, you know, a lot of us didn't agree with, that, and, you know, but we can't do much about it other than be out there and try to educate our retailers and consumers and do the best job that we can of just doing what we do best is, you know, making sure we got products on the shelf and cold beer for those weekends at the lake.
Jeff in Felton, Minnesota, for Doug Restemeyer from DS Beverages has a question. Go ahead, Jeff.
Not really a question. I wanted to say DS Beverages, they got very professional drivers, and they're great to work with. I've done it in the past. But I don't think Bud Light has even learned a lesson yet. If you pull up Pride in the Pines, they're the number one sponsor of a drag show for all ages.
That's not Bud Light,
they
though, is it, Doug?
Yet.
I don't think that's Bud Light, though. I don't think that's corporate. I think that's a local distributor, isn't it?
Which one is Pride in the Pines? I'm not familiar with that one.
It's
certainly not something we're doing.
It's a big drag show in Arizona.
Yeah, it's Northern Arizona.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that, I mean, that could be a local wholesaler. That would not be Anheuser-Busch. That might be a local wholesaler that chose to sponsor like we do. We sponsor literally, I think, 100 different events around, and that local distributor decided to sponsor that event that's a gay pride or whatever. And that's not to say that there's not a lot of companies produce all sorts of, I mean, bottles and cans that appeal to the gay pride movement. Coors, Miller, they all do that. But sponsorship-wise, we try to steer clear of socially divisive issues. We just want to sell beer to everybody, and we're not trying to pick any battles on this thing.
Is sales still down on Bud Light?
Sales are still down on Bud Light, yeah.
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 So it's still not come back?
No.
I'm a Bud Light drinker. I love Bud Light. Always have. It's been my one beer of choice, and even all this craft beer stuff, none of it's moved me off Bud Light. I just like Bud Light. And, you know, honestly, I was impressed with how quickly the situation was resolved, where the one person that made this decision without any upper management approval to send one bottle to a, you know, a social media influencer, it was no longer there, and the advertising agency no longer there. So to me, I don't see any reason to not drink Bud Light.
Well, I think what happened, though, initially is that the message didn't get sent, that it was one can to one influencer. We had retailers calling saying, don't be bringing those cans into my store. And it was never intended to be distributed. It was one can. But the message from the media got out there, and it didn't really die. I think even today there's still people thinking that we're going to distribute these cans. Never going to happen. And I can tell you, Scott, what's frustrating for local wholesalers is that we really try to do a whole lot of great things for the communities that we serve, and we think we do a pretty good job of it. Over the last 4 years, we've donated over $500,000 to different causes. We have a Pay It Forward program at our company. Again, we try to steer clear of any socially divisive issues. We're not, you know, what's ironic is that the great uniter, beer, right, has somehow become sort of the great divider. And that's just, it's just frustrating and wrong in my book. I still remember Obama, we first got into office. Remember the 2016 beer summit?
Yep.
And it is done over beer, and that's where we should be. It shouldn't be where it's at. So as a local wholesaler, I guess I appeal to our consumers that had nothing to do with your local wholesaler and the guy who delivers your beer and the guy who's selling you the beer and making sure you have beer. Boy, these are salt of the earth folks that they love their job. And they don't want to get into any of these social discussions. They really don't.
And shouldn't be held responsible for the decision of one dum-dum
exactly.
in an office somewhere that's long since been gone. So, yeah, it is. It's a testament. I mean, like you said, this will be studied for a long time on, you know, the power of a brand. And to have that brand be targeted in social media and just be like wildfire, you know?
It's
phenomenal.
It can happen that quick.
Yeah. But I'm still drinking Bud beer.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that there, Mr. Hinn.
And I
always
hope,
do.
I hope others will as well, just because, you know, the situation has been resolved. That's for sure. We ought not take it out on those good folks of the DS Beverages that are out there working hard every day, delivering to every little small-town bar within 100 miles.
There you go. Thanks for having me today.
Thank you for coming in. Appreciate it. Doug Restemeyer from DS Beverages on the national controversy that doesn't seem to want to go away relating to Bud Light. We're going to open up those phones when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Find out what you're thinking today. So stay tuned. Bunch of texts to get to as well. All that when we continue on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
I like going on, don't you?
Hi, this is Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Your New Year's resolutions need to be more than just dropping a few pounds. You need to have your affairs in order when that time comes when we pass away. You could cost yourself huge money and family frustration if your estate isn't set up correctly. I do one thing, and I work very hard at it. I help people protect, preserve, and pass on their estate to their loved ones. And I keep probate court, attorneys and nursing homes, and the government tax man out of your business. It costs nothing to ask some questions. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. We'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court agrees that Alabama's latest version of congressional districts violates the Voting Rights Act. The 5-4 decision means Alabama must redraw its 7 congressional districts. All the smoke in the air around the Northeast may start dissipating tonight, but it won't come soon enough for some airline passengers.
This is the first time I've worn a mask since we had to for the pandemic.
The air quality is really bad. My eyes are burning. I can feel it in the back of my throat.
A lot of flights are being delayed thanks to the smoke from wildfires in Canada. The man who led the coalition of Christians into politics has died. Christian Broadcasting Network founder Pat Robertson died at his home in Southeast Virginia this morning. He was 93. A new Gallup poll finds 38% of us in the USA say that we are socially conservative. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You know what we do every day is only possible if we have fine sponsors of this program who make us go. That's how we provide the service that we provide for you and facilitate the conversation that we facilitate here on the radio. It happens because of advertisers who entrust their marketing dollars to us to get the word to you to take a look at their products. Use them when they work for you. And Mike Pillow is a great example of that. Been with us a long time. Long, long time. And the new MyPillow 2.0 is really something. If you have not bought a pillow for a while from MyPillow, right now you can buy one, get one free of the MyPillow 2.0. And this pillow is, for one, it has new technology in it, and that is the brand new temperature regulating technology, which keeps you comfortable throughout the night. And sleep is really about temperature, number one. So you can not be hot or cold or whatever that wakes you up. And then the height of the pillow as well, rather than a firm or soft thing. Everyone wants soft, but they need support. And they have a patented adjustable fill that gives you the exact support you need in the product. I've seen a heat map of a polyester pillow, of a cotton pillow versus the MyPillow 2.0. It's absolutely amazing. And my favorite part of any product from MyPillow is the 60-day money-back guarantee. So you can say, Scott, I'm interested in this new technology and keep me comfortable throughout the night. I'm going to buy a couple of these pillows, buy one, get one, and you can have them and try them. And after a few nights, you know, even a month, you say it just isn't doing it for me, you can send it back. The 60-day money-back guarantee. That's when you know somebody is really backing a product. And a 10-year warranty as well. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Texture says, hey, Bud Light continues to support these events despite the backlash, so they're getting what they deserve. Sent me a link to a Northern Arizona event. That is not Bud Light nationally. That's a Northern Arizona woke distributor that says we're going to do that. That's what Doug Restmeyer just explained. So, be careful about these blanket assertions without digging into it a little bit. All right? I think that would be wise. Bud Light wanted another 1%. Like a mechanic, they over-tightened the bolt and broke the head off of it.
That's a great analogy.
Of course it's a great analogy because it comes from our listeners.
That is really well put.
Now they're trying to get the old 1% out.
Well, they wanted one more percent, and they sacrificed how many percent to somehow. And that's the whole thing with all of this nonsense about the Alphabet Warriors and all of this stuff with the woke. I mean, you're not catering to any part of any massive, you know, the vast majority. You're not even close to it. So it's, this whole thing is just mind-boggling to me, to anybody that just puts any common sense or any thought past this bad idea.
Well, I think
when you're marketing a product, I mean, market to everybody.
I think two things. One, and that's what Doug just said.
Yeah.
You know, we want to sell a beer to everybody. We're not going to get into these socially charged issues. We're just going to sell beer.
Sadly, a great man, a guy like Doug and the crew at DS, which are wonderful, we worked with them for years. They get hit because, you know, and thank goodness they've got other brands. Makes a decision like that affects them, you know, that's like, hey, McDonald's just decided they're going to make a jelly burger. I mean, the McDonald's people go, what?
Well, because I'm a Bud Light fan, I followed this one pretty closely, and you know, I'll never forget. You know, weeks after this had been settled in my mind, because the people had been fired and they canceled the advertising agency and basically, you know, the thing was over. I'm somewhere ordering a Bud Light. And somebody's like, what are you drinking a Bud Light for? Are you crazy? You can't drink a Bud Light. It's really unbelievable what can happen in a very short period of time. Now, here's my deal. I think a business always wants to appeal to more people, right? You always want,
yep,
what you do, what you sell, to be
critical mass
consumed by more people. That,
yeah,
means it's just what you do every day.
Critical mass. That's
right.
The marketing.
So I don't think the initial idea of how can we grow this brand a little bit was a bad idea. Now, I think the particular person that they fired that talked about, you know, it's fratty and da-da-da-da-da and starts dissing the core 99%, you know, just deserve to be fired, ought to be gone. And I think the idea of the person that says, how are we going to grow? Let's send a can, just one can, but let's send a can to a trans influencer. That was a poor decision.
Oh, ho-ho.
Because it whacks the 99%,
yep,
in the face.
It does.
Now, I would say, what's the typical you know, Coors Light drinker? What's the Corona drinker? Let me do a profile there. Let me go into, you know, some other brand where we can maybe get 1% of for Bud Light. You know, but to weigh in where they tried to weigh in with the 1% just made no sense.
The problem that that Anheuser-Busch had with this, in my humble opinion, is that distributors will celebrate Pride in a number of ways, which is, that's fine. That's their business. They can do that. Where Anheuser-Busch and Bud Light failed on this one, as opposed to, you know, celebrating, saying, hey, you know, we're for all people. We all want everybody to enjoy a Bud Light. They picked out one person and that was celebrating his girlhood. And that affirmation of Bud Light saying, yeah, hey, look, this is a girl now on our can and we want to celebrate that. That's part of going way past reasonable. Dylan Mulvaney is not a woman. Dylan Mulvaney is a man dressed as a woman that lives 365 Halloween life,
right,
which is what these folks do. That's fine. You can do that. But we're not celebrating girlhood with a male, and that's where you... are you thinking?
Because what we've done
is... That's the problem we have. It's not a woman.
We've just taken the 99% of loyal brand folks and said, you know, we're going to do something opposite of your core values, you know.
Bingo.
And as Doug said, it's weighing into politics. It's weighing into the socially charged issue. Another listener says, Scott, I've been a Budweiser drinker my whole life, and I refuse to let some 28-year-old wokester make me change my brand. There's some of that, too. I think we have to be quick to not, you know, get this, well, I'm canceling you. I'm not big on the cancel culture. You know, and we ought not become them. That's well said by that listener.
Yeah, you know, and I enjoy beer. I really enjoy Fargo Brewing, Drecker, Junkyard, Souris River Brewing out in Minot's good. I mean, there's all kinds of great craft brewers around that are all around us here that have nothing to do with any of that. So there's beer to be had. There's lots of choices, thank goodness.
Yeah,
you live in a country where you can make them.
I like Bud Light and Bud Light and Bud Light.
Well, that's you then. Yeah. That's great. Then you have Bud Light.
Exactly.
I like Stone's Throw, Fargo Brewing. It's my favorite beer.
Ryan in Aberdeen, South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
A nice segue. Kevin, you really hit on something there. I am not a Bud Light drinker, but I felt like I had to chime in when you said that you are, Scott. I think that for a long time, probably my entire life, going back to the late 1970s, that fratty culture was what drove Bud Light sales. It's a textbook case of marketing and effective branding, and they just threw all of that away. I mean, there are alternatives out there that a lot of people think are better. I'm not a Bud Light drinker myself, but I have had it before, and it's not remarkable as beers go. And I think that Alyssa Heinerscheid kind of forgot or never realized, never understood what it was that drove the brand. It was not necessarily the quality of the product.
Bingo. Yeah, it was puppies and Clydesdales and cowboys, and I mean, it's all the, you know, Americana stuff that they just abandoned with that.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate the call.
Spot on.
Text or emailer, actually, Elaine says, I will not drink any beer that Anheuser-Busch owns, including Bud Light. It is about the subject, not the beer itself. These companies have to learn they cannot shove things down our throats. It would be interesting to me to know how many companies have, you know, have adjusted their strategy based on what happened with that situation. Another listener says, InBev owns something like 95% of all beers mass-produced. They have 3-4 subsidiary companies, but still owned by InBev. Look it up. How is it not a monopoly? I'm less interested in what InBev owns and more interested in what a local business owns and distributes. And that's why I think it's smarter to say, look, I'm not going to hurt the delivery driver, right? I'm not going to take it out on folks that are stacking the, you know, beer at the warehouse. Another listener emails, politics and religion should stay off the table, especially if you're a business, actor, or living by selling to the public. Makes some sense. Another listener, don't forget also Bud Light said they wanted to expand the brand away from just a frat boy or blue-collar beer, which was offensive. That was the lady that got fired, though. That was the lady who was taking it upon herself to say what she thought needed to be done differently. Another listener says, I'm with Kevin Woodchipper from Fargo Brewing, the Bass.
Oh, very good. Emailer says, I will not drink any beer that AB owns, including Bud Light. It's about the subject, not the beer itself. These companies have to learn they cannot shove things down our throats.
I think I just read that.
Oh, you did. I'm sorry.
Thinking Anheuser-Busch could have picked one of their seltzer brands instead of Bud Light and fit the narrative they were looking for with the younger group or the LGBTQ plus community.
Right.
That's an interesting take as well. That you picked the wrong brand to try and pull this stuff with.
And if it's such a huge market and there's such a demand, and why doesn't Anheuser-Busch start, you know, Pride beer? Or, you know, I mean, you know, I'm saying whatever you want to call it. I mean, whatever beer that caters to that market, and they have their own deal, and they can have rainbow packaging and all the things, and we can choose to buy it or not.
Another listener says, so we only can boycott businesses that have no innocent employees? Idiot. I think that texter is referring to me as an idiot because I'm suggesting that you just don't knee-jerk boycott, that you actually dig into it a little bit. In the case of, you know, Anheuser-Busch, a person who made a decision, who's since been fired, shouldn't cause us to now say we're going to hurt a local distributor. Stand by my opinion. More on What's on Your Mind after a short timeout.
From field to fuel, a story from the North
Dakota. I see how you worked moron in there.
Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. 2, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, off-air caller, you can roll that, Kevin. Put the message for us.
Which one?
Something about Arthur, North Dakota, wasn't it?
Oh, I didn't keep that. I didn't know if we wanted to have that one or not. Yes, he was talking about the Good Samaritan home in Arthur. It was one of the first ones. But my apologies, I didn't keep it.
And continues to this day.
Yeah. And to the another thing Arthur's known for. It was kind of random. Talking about Burgum being from Arthur, which is cool.
Governor Doug Burgum yesterday announcing his run for president. A lot of national attention on that yesterday. I saw a few channels picking that up. you were watching it live from here. Was it CNN and Fox took it for a part of it?
Yep. Newsmax had it from the get-go, and then Fox joined it, as did CNN joined it for a while to talk about it. They picked up some of the audio, and then they went away. But Newsmax stayed with it. MSNBC never mentioned it once. Not that I saw.
Newsmax is doing great. We're talking about a volcano today erupting in Hawaii that I've not seen anywhere else. What's the deal with that, Kev? Do you know?
I haven't seen much about it, but yeah, they're. No, I just saw. I looked up earlier in the show, when, in fact, I think when you mentioned it. I did find that call. Here we go. It's Ben.
This is Ben from Rolog. There's also a thing that I don't know if most people know about Arthur, North Dakota. It is the home of the first Good Samaritan Center that has become a major player in retirement homes. So Arthur's was famous, started back in 1929, I think, is when the first Good Samaritan opened up in Arthur, North Dakota. Thanks.
There you go.
We love the small towns. That, I think, is the best thing of Governor Burgum's campaign, to be able to celebrate small towns. And, you know, as I said to Kevin, I don't consider small towns Fargo or Grand Forks. I think it's more, you know, Arthur and Kindred, those kind of small towns. Here's a scoop on the volcano. The images are absolutely epic. And the volcano erupting as volcanic glass fragments and ash are falling on the Big Island. Well, that'd be fun to walk outside and have glass raining down, right?
Yeah. Well, all of Hawaii is one big volcano. It's a volcanic range. It's like the north side of Cook Inlet in Alaska. There's like 9 volcanoes that are on the north shores of Cook Inlet. Hawaii, the entire state, is one volcano after another. So,
and this
doesn't surprise me at all that volcanoes are going off in Hawaii.
I don't know if you pronounce this Kalua volcano.
Yep.
The home of Pele, Hawaii's volcano goddess, is erupting. According to CBS News, the U.S. Geological Survey announced that the volcano started its eruption on Wednesday, just hours after an eruption.
Kilauea. I think it's the one you're talking about. Kilauea?
Okay.
Yep, Kilauea.
Just hours after an eruption watch was issued.
Yep.
And I'm looking at the USGS Twitter feed on volcanoes. It's USGS Volcanoes.
Yep.
And the image of this thing looks like Armageddon. It's like unbelievable. The eruption itself and then the lava flow. USGS said the eruption was noticed just before 4:45 a.m. local time Wednesday when the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory detected glow in the summit webcam images. Those images show that the eruption started within the volcano's crater. Webcam imagery shows fissures at the base of the crater, generating lava flows on the surface. Hawaii's Emergency Management Agency said there's currently no indication that populated areas are threatened. So far, so good. A couple other texts here. Waiting for Jim the Flagpole guy. Texter says boycotting is one of the only powers that people have left. I'll say that again. Boycotting is one of the only powers that we the people have left. The power of our vote has been corrupted. The hope for equal justice has been corrupted. How else do we fight back against people who are ruining our country before our eyes? I think boycotting makes perfect sense. You wake people up to it. Certainly what happened with Bud Light is waking people up to it. But they've been awakened. They're going to think about decisions like that in the future, and so is the rest of corporate America. It served its purpose. I'm just saying, specific to Bud Light, you know, the problem has been fixed. Some dum-dum thought it'd be a good idea to send a can to a trans influencer. Trans influencer goes online, and then this thing goes viral. And what do? They don't have a relationship with this trans influencer. They say sorry, and they fire the advertising agency that was thinking this was a good idea.
You know, there's a great point there that I didn't realize when I first saw it. I thought, when I first saw this, that they have like a limited series, like, you know, Bush Latte does with their fall when they put the deer on the can, or they put corn on the can in the summer to celebrate whatever. It was one can. And that shows you the kind of influence Dylan Mulvaney has. I mean,
boy,
crazy.
She was portraying it as,
yeah,
this is more than it is.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah.
It was one can. It was like,
right,
hey, we support you. Good luck.
So,
but,
you know.
Oops. There's the internet thing.
The time to punish Bud Light, in my mind, is long since passed. They got the message. And others will, too. And that's a good thing. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. What's on your mind?
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Struggling with credit card debt, high interest rates? There is a solution. Credit Guard of America is a nonprofit licensed and bonded company with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Credit Guard has helped people nationwide get out of debt for over 32 years. They will reduce your interest by up to 50%, stop collection calls, and roll everything into one low monthly payment. This is not a loan, and you do need at least $5,000 or more in credit debt to qualify. Call Credit Guard now at 800-208-9833 for a free, no-obligation consultation. That's right, call 800-208-9833 now.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.